about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's say hi to our next contestant.
And I tucked the butcher knife and put it up to her neck. I said, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you better start frying them eggs a little bit better than what you're frying. I'm tired of eating sloppy, slimy eggs.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, holy night.
That's $1,000 you're giving away every day this week. Tomorrow, I believe, we're going to whip out. We've never done Honk for Cash around Christmas time in a shopping mall.
True.
In a shopping mall parking lot.
That's serious money for that.
Yeah. We may actually end up going like $100 per honk.
Wow.
We may just give $1,000 to the person with the most honks.
I like that one better.
But either way, that's another day, another crap detector.
Right.
And this show is all about lying.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big lie. It's the big Christmas lie.
So far, only one real good one. That's Matt, who took his family last year to New York and put them down to bed and went to a live sex show. A peep show is what it's called in New York City.
Peep show, right. No real contact with a girl.
Right.
So let's see what's happening here, and let's go to... this one. Hi there, Don. Don and Mike Show. Hi there, Christmas Big Lie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Eric.
Where are you from, Eric?
Spokane.
We thank you for listening to the, what is that, the Pacific Northwest.
The Great Northwest.
All right, what's your lie, my friend?
Well, we had a big family, 6 kids, so I used to unwrap presents of theirs and then to take them back. Actually steal them and return them because there was too many gifts given for anyone to really realize. So I would normally take about one or two from each of them.
And you did this with your siblings?
I just threw them out because that's unbelievable, and here's why. Unless you're in the Waltons and you have 10 brothers and sisters,
right.
Moms and dads, generally speaking, know what the kids got.
Right. Yeah, they buy the presents, and they would know that. That's absolutely right.
And you want to see the kids with a little pile of crap at the end of the day.
And what do you see, a little 8-year-old taking presents back to the store?
Yeah. I'm sorry, this is not what I wanted.
Maybe his parents were retarded. The call would suggest it.
Look at you, always looking at the glass half full.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lead crystal.
It's the scientist in him. You can't let it go.
That's right. The student of the human mind.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Maybe say for retarded.
We all think that way at the university.
Hello, your school.
Our Nazi lady of university.
University. Amen. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Todd.
Big Head Todd, where are you from?
Winchester.
Todd, what's the big lie, my friend?
Well, I was 14 years old, and my parents went out Christmas shopping, and we had a Labrador. Her name is Katie, and she licked everybody when she met them. Well, they left me home, and I stuck peanut butter right in the number 2 hole.
My God.
God's sakes.
Please.
You think, listen, post Janet Jackson, or rather pre-Janet Jackson, that was an entire days worth of discussion on this show.
Right. Oh, of course. It's one of the great urban legends of all time, and that's what he was taking to use for his lie.
Ah, the good old days. Pre-Janet Jackson. I keep forgetting we're post-JJ.
Thank you for calling Todd the Neck.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hi, Dan. Where are you from?
Rochester, New York.
Thank you for listening in beautiful Crapchester, and what's your lie?
Well, it actually just happened a couple of days ago.
Really?
My wife and I were just married in September. Everything went beautifully. The florist wound up screwing us into an extra $4,000 bill. So we couldn't afford to pay off the photographer and get the rest of our pictures. So I just to get her off my back, I said, you know, look, I think my parents are thinking about buying the rest of the photographs for us so that we can get them and make our albums and send them out and blah, 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 and this and that. I just wanted to shut her up. I can't afford these damn pictures.
So what's the lie? I mean, I get the fact you're stringing her on. What's
so
the
still,
lie?
You still have not purchased the photographs.
No,
and,
I haven't.
And
I
your haven't your parents it. Your parents aren't going to pay for them either.
No, they are not.
Well, so that's unfortunate.
Oh. I get it. Not thick enough.
Wedding pictures. I'll put him down. Wedding pictures.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Lucky lady, hey, it's Mark.
Hi there, Mark. Where are you from, a friend?
Right here in Baltimore.
Very right good. On.
Charm City, what's your lie? What's your Christmas lie, Mark?
It just happened a few years back when I was a little younger there. I re-gifted a gift of a perfume that my mom had in the bottom drawer in the bathroom. Dad got her the same perfume, usually for like birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas. But on top of that, Dad hated shopping for like big gifts. He gave the money to me, and I went out, and I was going to get the sweater. My sister, who actually was going to be out of town for the holidays with her boyfriend, had bought a sweater. So I took the sweater from my sister, said to my dad it was from him to mom, and then in the pile of gifts we were given to mom at Christmas time, just snuck that one in and kind of pimped my sister out of a gift given to mom, and I used the money to buy a PlayStation 1.
How do you sleep with yourself, you bastard? Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
Too meek and mellow. Oh, the evil. Regifted a perfume and a sweater.
Oh, my God. Call me when you do something dangerous like stealing a piece of bubble gum.
Thank you, Mark.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up? Who's this? Hi.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Dave.
Hey, Dave. What's happening? Where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania, Harrisburg.
All right, Harrisburg, PA. And
I thought he said, I'm from Pennsylvania. Serious.
The whole state.
Harrisburg, PA. And what is your Christmas lie?
My lie is whenever I was a kid, probably like 12 or 13, I had a friend who had a really hot sister.
Yeah.
And their family went on vacation, and I broke into their house.
Oh, no!
just to kind of, you know, check what? Out her bedroom and, like, her, like, undies and things.
I'm sorry, Mike, a preemptive strike on my part.
Don, that was accurate. It was a crap detector. Sick. Rob and I had our crap detectors going off. I mean, oh, let me tell you, and he's just spinning it as he's going along. Oh, and then the police came.
And there was a unicorn.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So help me.
Welcome to the My Little Pony Show. What's your name?
Dawn.
Dawn, what's your big Christmas lie?
Well, I told my son, who moved to Florida with his new wife and my new grandson in September, that I was flying them home for Christmas round trip.
Wait, hold on, Dawn. Wait, you told your son what?
I emailed my son and told him I was flying him, my new daughter-in-law, and my new grandson home for Christmas.
All right, and what's the lie?
I'm not actually doing it.
Now, why would you lie to your son and tell him that you were flying him and his new wife and your new grandbaby up when you really weren't? Why would you lie?
Well, because I thought I could afford it, and it turned out we can't afford it, so.
But isn't that a call you could make and say, hey, look, I really can't afford it?
Yeah, but, you know, as a mom, you want to try to do it, so I'm waiting until the last minute to see what comes up.
Well, keep waiting.
Yeah. You won't get that flight fare from us.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you, Dawn. I'm flying you in for Christmas, son. Nope, not.
Dawn takes grease out of your way. Sorry, that just was not thick enough.
Son, no. Your airplane tickets will be at will call.
Hello there, Dawn and Mike Show. What's your name?
My name's Travis.
Travis, where are you from, my friend?
Joppatown, Maryland.
All right, what's your big Christmas lie, Travis?
All right, well, me and my fiance, we're getting married this coming July. Well, the first 3 years we dated, what I would do, I would say I had a family event on Christmas Eve, because that's when her family was. And I didn't get along with her family too well. Instead, me and my best friend would go and get completely and totally plastered to the wall. I fall down drunk.
That's what Jesus wants on his birthday. Okay, so you'd go get drunk.
That's it, I do.
We would just get drunk as hell, and I would tell her I'm with my family, and I'm nowhere around her.
So you didn't want to spend time with her family, so you'd say you had family obligations with your mom and dad, but you'd just go out and get drunk because you didn't want to be with her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you tell her, are you married now?
I'm getting married this coming July.
You're getting married. So you're engaged.
So what are the plans? What are the plans for this Christmas?
Pretty much the same thing.
Oh, it seems your cell phone's breaking up.
Gone. Yeah.
Put down. Travis got drunk away from her family.
Oh, that's a tasty one.
I like to fall out when I heard that story.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, we're great. What's your name?
This is Lou Barrels.
All right, Lou.
I'm calling from Baltimore. I've got the greatest story ever.
I'm sure you do, Lou. What's your big lie? What's your big Christmas lie?
All right, here's the big Christmas lie. I got my girlfriend an autographed picture of the dodgeball team, Dance Party Vietnam. And I'm not going anywhere. It's just a shameless plug.
Merry Christmas. What the hell was that?
Shameless. I didn't delete it out because what the hell? It's the holidays, Mike.
It was a plug shameless for plug. Something.
I think it was a plug for High School Musical or something like that. I don't know. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Bob. I'm from Bel Air.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for listening to our show. And what's your big Christmas lie, Bob?
My big Christmas lie is several years ago, I was working sales calls, coming home the last day of work, probably December 22nd, 23rd, and had a problem with a reindeer or a buck. And we had a collision, and it got a little bit messy, and the car got a little bit damaged. And when I got home several hours later after pulling the fender out from the wheel and making it home with blood and deer guts all over the front of my car, my wife and my daughter came out. My daughter was about 3 years old at the time. And they wanted to know what happened, and I said, Daddy killed Rudolph. And the picture of my daughter with the quivering lip and she started busting out crying was priceless. That was my Christmas lie.
What a moron.
God, you're an idiot.
You are the biggest moron.
So, you want to tell your daughter, who you've already made cry, that you didn't really kill Rudolph. That's the genesis of this?
23 years later, she still loves me.
Oh, it's 23 years later.
Yeah.
So
so
it's 20 years later, she was 3. Or is she 26?
She's 27.
She's 27.
So it's 24 years later.
Where does she live? What city?
She lives down in Virginia Beach.
What club does she strip at?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm sure she's hooking right now, so I bet she's not even going to be available for us to call. I'm very sorry. On behalf of everyone, I'm sorry. That's not thick enough.
He took a picture.
You took
holidays.
You took a picture of her?
Did I take a picture of her or the reindeer?
You said the picture of your 3-year-old daughter with the quivering lip was priceless. Did you actually take a picture?
Oh, no. She met me out at the front door, and she took a look at the car with my wife. My wife wanted to know what
it
I did.
It was just, it was a priceless memory that he had broken his little girl's heart.
The picture is in his mind forever.
That's right.
Are you divorced?
No. Still married. 30 years.
What do you sell? You said you're on sales calls. What do you sell?
Sell engines and transmissions.
Like Tommy Boy.
Exactly.
Well, I could take a dump in this box and market guarantee.
And we have something with a box and a guarantee on the outside of it also.
Okay. I'll buy from you.
I killed Rudolph.
Wait, what?
Not thick enough. Mike, who did we have there?
Oh, God. Where to begin?
Come on.
Where?
All right. Well, we had Eric. He took the presents back. Todd, 14-year-old with peanut butter. We didn't let him get out of the box.
Something about the dog. It was a lie.
Dan, with the wedding pictures that he said his parents would pay for. Mark, he re-gifted perfume and a sweater. Dave, he broke into his neighbor's house. Dawn told her son that she was flying. I wrote it down as she said it. Told him she was flying him in for Christmas. Travis got drunk to be away from her family. Mm-hmm. Lou, who got his girlfriend some high school plug, and I had no idea what it was about. It's the guy from Baltimore that plugged something. Bob, who went on sales calls, hit a deer, and told his 3-year-old daughter that he killed Rudolph. That's what we have to work with.
We
in
don't
this
got
round.
Much yet.
Wow!
But we still have we still have Matt. No, I'm sorry. Is it Matt?
I don't know. Who's the one guy we're holding on to?
We still have Matt, who last year took his family to New York, put him to bed, and went to a sex show.
That's right.
Matt's still hanging in there. He's the clear leader so far.
My God, this is a weak edition of this.
Especially for the money that's on the line. I'm very surprised.
And I think we started this an hour ago. All right. We'll continue.
I will predict that in the next segment, the conjuring really will begin.
Come on. Knock our socks off. Please.
Matt is still the leader.
For God's sakes.
Honey. Go to sleep. I'm going down just to get a snack.
He just sneaked out of his room to go watch some girl behind the window.
I know. Yeah. I know. So far, he's the leader.
Yeah. Christ. Come on. Where's the sinners out there?
Sinners!
For God's sakes. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.